The formation team reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Welcome to the 7th episode of The Formation Team Reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, where we go chapter by chapter and discuss some of the major themes. I'm Jonah Brandley, your host for this season. If you're new to our podcast, we recommend you listen to the episode in order. If you're returning to our podcast, then welcome. It is such a blessing to be with you as we explore Chapter 7 in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. At the beginning of the chapter, the robin that guided the siblings flies away, leaving them all alone in the woods. They realize they are completely lost and don't know how to get back into the wardrobe. They see something moving in the trees, which makes them nervous and panicky. Peter sees the tail and realizes it's a beaver. The beaver pokes its head out from behind a tree and beckons to the children to follow it, leading them even deeper into the woods. The beaver introduces himself as Mr. Beaver and tells them they can't speak openly out in the woods. The trees are always listening. Most of them are on our side, but there are trees that would betray us to her. Edmund questions Mr. Beaver's allegiance, at which point Mr. Beaver shows them Lucy's handkerchief, which he had given to Mr. Tumnus. Mr. Beaver says the fawn gave the handkerchief to him so he could prove his loyalty to the children. Peter, Susan, and Lucy immediately believe his tale and agree to join Mr. Beaver at his home to talk more freely and share supper with his family. They travel back to his house, a dam holding back a frozen river, and are surprised to discover there is plenty of room for all six of them inside, the four siblings, Mr. Beaver, and Mrs. Beaver. Everyone, except for Edmund, pitches in to help make an exquisite trout and mashed potato supper. All have plenty to eat and, after dessert and a nice cup of tea, begin to discuss the children's next steps, which include meeting a mysterious figure named Aslan. One thing that really stood out to me in this chapter is when Mr. Beaver first mentions that Aslan is on the move. Each of these children have a different reaction to his mention. Peter, it is written, has the sensation of being suddenly brave and adventurous. Susan felt as if some delicious smell or some delightful strain of music has just floated by her. Lucy felt as if you wake up in the morning and realize that it is the beginning of the holidays or the beginning of summer. Edmund, however, has a very different reaction to hearing Aslan. He felt a sensation of mysterious horror. Each of these reactions fit with the characterization of the siblings. Peter, as the eldest sibling, has the responsibility of being the fearless leader in the group, and Aslan empowers him to fulfill that sense of obligation. Susan feels a sense of sophisticated enjoyment from Aslan, since she is someone who enjoys the finer things in life. Lucy gets this sense of pure hope and joy from hearing Aslan's name, which matches the childlike sense of awe she embodies. Edmund, however, dreads Aslan because he knows Aslan will punish him for the allegiance he made with the White Witch. What the children experience when they first hear about Aslan is similar to the reaction we have when we first hear the gospel in our own lives. It can be a feeling of hope and joy knowing the possibilities, but it can also be scary if there is something weighing on our consciousnesses. Thank you all so much for joining me today for the 7th episode of The Formation Team Reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Before you go, here are a few questions you can share with your family and friends. Number 1. What would you do if you were in the children's position when they found a talking beaver asking them to follow it? Is it easier for children to trust something they've never seen before? Are adults too skeptical? Number 2. Why do you think Edmund didn't offer to help make dinner? Was he more hungry or more tired than everyone else? Or was it something other than that? We have come to the end of Chapter 7. Thank you all so much for joining me. In the next chapter, we discover what Mr. Beaver has to say about the children's next steps. Who do you think this Aslan character is? Is he as big a deal as the Narnians say? Find out next time in Episode 8, of the formation team reads "The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe."